gonna get nuts! Come on! Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Got Brian Dacus in the house. Again, it's a busy Monday. There are so many things to talk about, it's not even funny. Again, Caitlin Clark, her amazing career came to an end on Sunday. She lost the second time in two consecutive years in the national championship game. Came up just short, but what an amazing career. To take Iowa, who only had one other top 50 player in the country. They had, basically, besides Caitlin Clark, there was only top 100 recruit in the country on that Iowa team. She led the country in assists, led the country in points. She has the most points in the NCAA tournament. Her records are just, they won't even, like, it's crazy. The records, though, for me, like, the biggest impact, obviously, is that people are actually now talking about women's sports. Like, it's kind of nuts. I never thought that 2 million people would tune into a women's championship game. They had 14.2 million people watching the UConn-Iowa game. The Natty might have eclipsed it. Who knows? We have an eclipse today, by the way.
We do. That's right.
Is it starting yet?
I don't see anything.
No, it's 12:30, right? That's you said right. 12:31. Right. It just barely begins, and it doesn't even freaking get to the full eclipse until you said 1:51?
No, yeah, 1:57.
1:57.
That's right. Very specific on the time.
1:57. Most important thing is do not look at the eclipse. If you don't have the glasses, bro, it's going to ruin your cones and rods in your eye, and you'll have blind spots all over the place. Bad, bad stuff. But we got national championship going on. Caitlin Clark, if you haven't heard, yeah, John's going to Arkansas. Cal, that is. He left Kentucky. Kentucky's looking for a coach. A ton to get to. Hardenwood also have an update on that $30 million that was stolen during Easter Sunday, by the way. Do you remember that story?
No.
You don't remember the dudes that broke in on Easter Sunday into that place? The storage facility, the secret storage facility that had $30 million cash. 660 pounds and $100 bills were there.
Holy
and
cow.
Stolen. You don't remember that?
No.
And you don't smoke any lettuce?
I don't.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You don't even have an excuse, man. You were talking. I was talking to you about this.
When was this that you talked to me about this?
Like last Thursday? No, Monday. Last Monday.
Last Monday.
Yeah.
I can't remember something from that far.
Man, sorry. It was just last Monday, bro. And if you didn't know, yes, somebody stole $30 million in L.A. I'll tell you about it. I got an update on the story. It's pretty interesting. We got eclipses. We got all kinds of things going on. But I have to ask Mr. Bryant Dacus a couple simple questions. I was told by a texter that I've missed the absolute lead story, that I haven't mentioned anything about WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. How about that, John?
That did happen this weekend, didn't it?
It did. Two nights, Saturday and Sunday night.
Did you watch?
I saw like highlights on X. Yeah, Twitter, stuff like that.
Well, this just made me think to myself, Cody Rhodes is now the new champ.
Sure is, yeah.
I knew that. And, you know, Wednesday we're going to talk with Dustin Starr, so we'll get a little more in-depth on right. WrestleMania because there's other things we need to talk about on Championship Monday. Mm-hmm. But it just made me think about, you know what I have to give away today?
What's that?
I have the movie, and I don't know if you've heard of it, The Iron Claw.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yep. If you're the next texter at 901-360-8255, listen, I need you to send me, I want The Iron Claw, and then your email. And I'm going to text you how you can just download it absolutely for free thanks to A24 and Lionsgate. Again, this movie is The Iron Claw. It's the unbelievable true story of the Von Erich brothers. They build a wrestling dynasty. It's the rise. It's the fall. It's emotional. Heck, you know Adele, she calls it her favorite movie of the year. It's got Zac Efron, a little eye candy for the ladies. It's got Emmy Award winner Jeremy Allen White. If you haven't seen him, he's Lip in Shameless. He's also the Bear in The Bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's another one he's in? Do you know?
Oh, man. He's in so many. I don't know. Any.
He's just straight up. Yeah. Like, you got two great actors. You got, like, a great story. And you need to go ahead. If you don't win, only one person is going to get the free DVD today. Again, thanks to A24 and Lionsgate. But you can go right now and get on Blu-ray and DVD from A24 and Lionsgate. Get the Iron Claw. Get it today. You'll be very grateful. And again, bring in those texts to the Sissy's Law Cabin listener line at 901-360-8255. Say, I want the Iron Claw. Give me your email, and you will be the winner.
Wow, John, how about this? So there's three brothers, right? That's what the whole movie is centered around, three brothers. Supposedly one of the brothers is played by an actual AEW wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm looking at the cast because I was going to see what.
You know, they all are. They're all deceased. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No, that's sad.
Yeah, it's a very it's a crazy wild story.
That's
like
sad.
It's gonna be interesting. You need to check that bad boy out. Now, we're gonna be checking out a natty. We're gonna check out a natty, but I wanted to bring something up because I know that you're a baseball fan. Did you pay any attention to any baseball this weekend?
I tried as much as I could.
You tried as much as you could. So you tried a little bit.
It was a busy weekend.
I'm kind of curious. Again, we've been talking about the arms, but have you been paying attention to the Braves lineup?
Yeah.
Bro, Jared Kelnick, do you know he's batting .579?
Yeah.
He went 1-for-3 on Sunday and brought his average down to .579.
Yeah.
Another Alex Anthopoulos steal from Seattle. Brings in Jared Kelnick.
Let's calm down a little bit. I played this game with Jared.
Hold up.
I've played this game with Kelnick for the last 2 years.
Do you not remember he was the fifth overall pick?
Yes,
he's got a lot of potential.
I'm just telling you, John.
Seattle didn't know how to use him.
I've done this before, John. I did it last year. He started the season, was red hot, and me and everybody else was going, oh, man, Jarrett Kelnick, the revenge season. And then like 2 or 3 months in the season, I mean, straight to the can. So maybe it works out. I hope it doesn't. I hope Kelnick, you know, is somewhere where he can figure things out and be a great baseball player. I just think it's too early.
I hear you. I've got to say, man, like that, they just, swept the defending NL champs, took care of business. Pretty interesting right there in itself. They play the Mets today, by the way. Charlie Morton's on the bump. But now I'm kind of honestly worried that lineup might be great, but their pitching staff with Spencer Strider going down is not any good.
That's right.
Like, what the hell are they going to do?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, sounds like, depending on who you listen to.
You know, I mean, Spencer Strider is done for the rest of the season. He ain't coming back.
Mm-mm.
So you have Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Chris Sale, and I guess Ronaldo Lopez.
Yeah, that's definitely who you want to lean on.
Well, who the hell is your fifth?
That's a great question. I don't know. They had all those young guys last year that they were, like, going back and forth from minor league and the pros, so maybe they call one of them up.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I guess you have to. I mean.
What a lineup. What a lineup, but pretty terrible. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, in the Dodgers, he's starting to hit the baseball.
You knew it would come around.
Do you think, though, do you think anything's going to be made about this gambling situation? Is somehow the season going to play out and nothing happen?
Probably. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen, but, you know, who knows? I mean, it's definitely gotten way more quiet since the season started.
It sure has. It has definitely got a lot more quiet. It's been pretty wild. And then before we get into the national championship and start breaking it down, in the NBA, we get the playoffs starting up soon. Everybody's trying to gear up and make that final push, except for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, they look a little broken. The weird thing is, do you know they play the Celtics tonight at home, and Milwaukee's a 1.5-point favorite? Are they giving away money tonight?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because Milwaukee has been very average under Doc. Like, Dame and Giannis, that whole thing hasn't meshed really the way that a lot of people thought it was going to. I mean, the way that the Knicks came back and beat them, Jalen Brunson is a damn machine. But do you realize this Bucks team has now lost 4 straight games? And they've lost 6 of their last 7 games with their only win coming over the Hawks?
Wow.
Did you realize
I did not realize that, no.
Yeah, Milwaukee has been horrible. They got beat by the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Wizards, the Grizzlies, the Raptors, and the Knicks.
Wow.
And yes, you heard that correct. There was a Raptors, Grizzlies, Wizards three-game losing streak in there.
I remember the Wizards and the Grizzlies.
Okay, so is it Giannis and Dame because earlier in the year their defense was awesome and they were winning with Adrian Griffin, or is it Doc?
Might be Doc, John. I don't know.
I mean, Doc couldn't get nothing out of that 76ers game after they went up against the Celtics. Fell apart. Right. Now, James Harden was absolutely terrible in Game 6 and Game 7. He was terrible. He was terrible. But damn, Doc. Like, you're getting ready. There's only 4 games left in the regular season for the Milwaukee Bucks remaining. Do you realize that?
Yep. They have lost
6 of their last 7 games. That's, to me, is blowing my freaking mind. I mean, and then, like, I really feel like Boston is going to have to – are they not going to go into Milwaukee and pull out the pimp hand and slap them down? I mean, Boston's on a 5-game win streak, and Milwaukee's on a 4-game losing streak. I don't trust Milwaukee. Like, I feel like betting more money – on that game than the national championship game. And you know how I like to bet a lot more on a big game because I'm an idiot.
I don't want to say that, but hey, your words.
I mean, hey, it should be about the best bet, but sometimes I get so fired up that it's like the Natty or the World Series or the NBA Finals or the college football national championship that you just kind of really rock and fire. Might have to play it. Man, do you think it's stupid for me to want to put all that money on the damn Celtics in Milwaukee?
I mean, John, I'll be honest. Sometimes
I know they're the pros.
Put that much money on anything. But hey, you do you, John.
All right. I'm going to do me.
Boston's a great team.
Now, speaking of great teams, UConn is also a fabulous team. What they've done through this stretch is absolutely ridiculous. They don't look like they can be beaten. You know, it's scary. Alabama came out there and gave them their best right hook. They played good defense. UConn couldn't really score the first, 10 minutes of that ball game against Alabama. And then all of a sudden they swing back. They're right there back in it. And they came out there in the second half and just punched them in the face and beat them into submission and win that game by 14 points. They beat Illinois by 25. San Diego State by 30. I don't even remember how bad they beat Northwestern. It was bad. It was probably like 40.
They've covered every game the last
They've covered every dang game. Like, UConn people are walking around with bricks, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got stacks and stacks of cash. What do you think they're buying?
That's a good question.
I know if I was following UConn the whole time, you know where I'd be?
Where? Vegas.
Frontier Western Store, bro, getting all my threads. So I can go out there and, like, let this thing drip. Have you ever seen the TikTok boy, the guy who always talks about him, his clothes dripping?
I don't think so,
The funniest thing in the whole world. It's some crazy thing. But, man, he doesn't drip for real because he doesn't go to Frontier Western Store. He looks kind of goofy. But if you want to look good, they got a huge, huge, huge boot showroom. It's the largest on planet Earth. You can see it from outer space, from the International Space Station. Like, the moon is like the eclipse is happening, but it can't put a shadow on how big that dead gum boot showroom is. You can get work boots, dress boots. You can get all kinds of boots, man. If they got boots, you got them. They got the Hey Dude shoes. They got a men's department. They got a ladies' boutique, children's department. They got everything at Frontier Western Store. So head on down to Olive Branch, 5880 Goodman Road, to be exact. Or go online at simplefrontierwesternstore.com. They ship their order out within 24 hours, so it arrives extremely fast. Their website's easy to navigate. You can shop by sale item, by brands, by men's, by women's. It's so easy. Check them out. That's Frontier Western Store and FrontierWesternStore.com. Now back to the Natty. UConn looks unstoppable. Purdue, I feel like, yes, they still won against NC State by 13, But it reminded me of the Tennessee game. And you got to, guess, give Purdue a lot of credit for their defense. And, yes, they play good defense. But, damn, Dalton Kinect was the only person that could put it in the hole when Tennessee played them. And Zach Edey shot 22 free throws. NC State game, DJ Horn was the only guy who could score and initiate offense. Their little guy, what was the little guy who hurt his hamstring? They lost him right off the jump. DJ Burns gets in foul trouble. Like, everything was going Purdue's way, except for the fact that Braden Smith played his worst game as a college athlete. He had a terrible game. And they still won the game. And I know, but it was NC State, an 11 seed. And it was a Tennessee team that Adu and, shoot, Meshack, nobody down there could contain Edey. They didn't have a presence down low that could stop him. And still, it took 22 damn free throw attempts and some big shots down the stretch to hold off basically four dudes and Dalton Kinect. Ziegler couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And yes, I give them credit the way they handled and swarmed Gonzaga. They were just, I mean, Edey's so much bigger than everybody. He was so much bigger than everybody in the Gonzaga game, in Tennessee game. And hell, the NC State game, they couldn't contain him either. But dude, Donovan Klingon is the best shot blocker in basketball. He's 7 feet 2 inches, people. He is silky smooth. And Donovan Klingon is not the only player that they have who's got a lot of girth on him. And it's not only that. Their defense, UConn, when they decide to clamp down on you, they clamp down on you. And what do you think Castle's going to do? Like, who are they going to unleash Castle on? Because he is a shutdown machine. He had the job of stopping Mark Sears the other night. It's hard to stop that guy. He's good, but man, he did a fabulous job containing him. You got Caravan, who can drain threes from all over the damn place. Newton is a silky smooth guard. Spencer hits open shots. Like, they have depth, by the way. I mean, UConn, I feel like, and Terry Davis, he likes Purdue. And one of the reasons he admitted it is because he just don't like UConn. Kind of remembers how they left, you know, the conference and were a little snooty. So he's just not a big fan. But Dan Hurley is the best coach in basketball, like, hands down. I mean, what he's done over the last two seasons speak for itself. They lose five very prominent figures from last year's team. That's all right. They don't miss a beat. They're back here in the Natty. Like, very impressive. And again, Edey is good. But how good is he going to be when he's playing against a dude who's not as big as Edey, but damn it, he's close. I just feel like this 6.5, and I'm not a person who just, like, we have to ride all the favorites. Like, damn, man. Like, you saw Saturday, favorite. It's about to be a favorite Final Four. 2024 is going to be remembered as the favorite Final Four. All you people taking them dogs and wishing for upsets, don't do it in the Final Four, man. UConn is just too dead gum much.
I'm with you.
They are a beast. Their defensive presence. And the thing is Purdue, I am sorry, they are not that athletic. And Braden Smith is tiny. Like a little dude. Now, is he a hell of a basketball player? He is a hell of a college basketball player. But he is a tiny little guy. And they got to play NC State, an 11 seed. A team that, yes, got hotter than Cooter Brown. Congratulations to Keats and their kids. Hell of a run. But, man, I mean, Tennessee was the toughest team they faced by far. It's just I don't know, man. There's just no way I cannot take Dan Hurley and UConn tonight as repeat champions. And now if somehow Purdue does pull it off, congratulations, tip of the cap to Matt Painter. You'd have to give Zach Edey, who – has been talking and beating his chest and basically, you know, saying one, they have one focus, and that was getting to the national championship year. Mm-hmm. Now they're on their way to the national championship game. He's going to have to be a monster tonight for them to win. I just feel like this ain't the night that he's going to go off and score 40 points.
Right.
And I don't know if those unathletic guards who, yes, can shoot the three, but, man, you've noticed if they're contested threes, they don't shoot them nearly as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doubling Edie because you can man him up with Klingon, well, guess what? There's not going to be wide open threes. I just feel like everything is in UConn's favor. From their coach, who I think Matt Painter's great, but let's be real, man. Until this year, he didn't get it done in the NCAA tournament. Dan Hurley is the best at second half adjustments. They run more stuff than anybody. He's crazy on the sideline. He is coaching, coaching, coaching. He works the officials. He does everything. And he has a complete team. They can slice you. They can dice you. They can mash you. They can beat you from out from deep. They can beat you down low. They can get out and run. They play fast. They can play slow. Like, tell me the style that you're like, yeah, that's how you get this UConn team. That style of basketball team can get them. Because they've beat everybody in every damn style. It would take a cold, cold shooting night for UConn to not be cutting down the nets, in my opinion. And I just don't see it happening. Now, also, don't – I hate this – I hate the Final Four arena. Did you see – like, it's just – there's a point where sometimes it's just too damn big. Like, where's the good seat outside of, like, the first 30 rows?
Yeah.
Like, do you see those ones up top? Like, they must look like little ants.
No, I've seen videos from those seats, and yeah, they it's interesting for sure.
I mean, I don't even know why I would want to be there if I had to look at it. Like, I don't want to watch my TV inside of arena sitting at the very top paying $20 for a beer. Damn. Because I can get Tito's for a lot cheaper than that.
That's right.
Man, let me tell you something. It's a beautiful Monday. We got an eclipse parties going on. We've got a national championship. You can celebrate the girls' games. In fact, we celebrate whatever you want, man. Today's a day of celebration. Because, one, we're all alive. Cheers to that. Go by your local liquor store. Go by your local, like, your little watering hole that you love to visit. And get you a little Tito's. It's the best spirit around. It's the best vodka in the world. It's also crafted and distilled in the United States. That's right. Good old U.S. of A. vodka. Six times distilled, then he stills it. That's Tito Beverage. He stills it in classic copper pots. Man. Gives it a very unique flavor. Slightly sweet with the black pepper note. It balances everything out. You can be crafting a cocktail. You can be drinking it neat. You can drink martinis. You can make flirtinis. I think that's a Sex in the City drink from back in the day. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. Whatever you do, though, drink the best. Drink Tito's. On the other side, we've got some funny stories. We got a little Hardenwood. I'm going to update you on the $30 million Easter heist, plus tell you some funny, funny stuff to make you laugh. Then we're going to get our bets, and then we're going to put on our glasses and get ready for the solar eclipse. So don't touch the dial. Back in two shakes. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Casting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Natty Day. National championship tonight. You got Purdue, UConn. I'm excited to see that bad boy. We had John Calipari's gone to Arkansas. We're going to see what that Tyson money can do for Arkansas with Cal. They've, $6 million in NIL, money. It's a little chunk of change right there, you know what I'm saying? And right now, I think most of that is going to be spent on basketball. Sam Pittman's team's terrible. So, looks like things are changing in Arkansas, and Kentucky's excited because they know they're going to go out there and get a new name, bring in some new blood, because the last 5 years have not been great. Do got to give Cal his credit. He got a national championship just like Tubby Smith did. You know, Tubby got one, John got one.
Are we, was that ripping Tubby?
No, that was ripping John.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
four Final Four appearances, though. That's nothing to
the first at. 10 years, I'm going to tell you right now, he was ridiculous. First 10 years, he went to four Final Fours and won a Natty in 2012. Six SEC regular season titles, six SEC tournament titles. By the way, he also, throughout the whole 15 years, 35 first round picks in the NBA.
Crazy.
Damn, that's a lot of hoopers he's put in the NBA. But the problem was his last five seasons, he wasn't winning games in the NCAA tournament. And when you go out to Oakland, you know what I'm saying? When you make, like, Gorky, is that his name? What was it? Gorky?
Oh, Jack Gorky, yeah.
Like the hero of the tournament? Man, yeah, like, you know, it might be time for you to bounce, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Win-win situation. He's going, getting away from Kentucky. New start in Arkansas, and I think Kentucky's going to go out and get what they need. Now, we are about to take a little break because we are going to talk about some funny, fun things. But I got to remind you, like, if the world is ending, because, you know, we have the whole solar eclipse. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Say you need to get away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get away to? How about Getaway Sports Bar? They've got six pool tables, two dartboards. They got the coldest beer in town. They also have Golden Tee, great bar grub. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's Getaway Sports Bar, 4632 Winchester Road. When you need to get away, head on over to Getaway Sports Bar, get you some cold, cold beer, good food. And by the way, they have 15 monster televisions. I forgot to tell you, 15 monster TVs. They got the NBA. They got MLB. They got the Natty going on. They have everything on the tube, bro. This week, you know, the Masters is going to be on. It's right. They got it going on at Getaway Sports Bar. Check them out. Again, 4632 Winchester Road. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Update on last Monday's story. So, I told you about Easter Sunday. It was a wild, wacky week, okay? That's what we're going to call it. It's Easter Sunday. Everybody's going to church, doing lunch and brunch, hunting Easter eggs. The Easter bunny's hiding eggs. You know what I mean? It's like kind of chill. Well, there was a $30 million cash heist from a Los Angeles warehouse. So it was like a sneaky warehouse that housed millions and millions of dollars in cash to go out to the banks. You know what I'm saying? So they had 660 pounds, exactly $30 million in $100 bills. This group of criminals was able to go in through the roof, not set off any alarms. In
wow.
fact, they didn't even know until Monday when they opened up the vault that the money was gone.
Wow. How about that?
Now it's being said that it's speculation.
It's like a movie.
Leaks are coming out from the FBI and the police who are working on this. And they're saying this is a group that would have had to have a lot of prior experience. So obviously they're extremely good. It's like if you're a gymnast, you know, by the time you're world qualified and competing in the Olympics, you've already done a hell of a lot of work.
Sure.
These people, to pull off the heist, had to put in a lot of work, had to be extremely good because they haven't been caught. And now they're saying, we don't know if we're ever going to be able to catch this group of criminals.
Wow.
Because they got in without anybody noticing. They know that the last time it was checked was Saturday night.
Wow.
So late Saturday night, and then there was a guard who was also there until Easter morning on Easter Sunday. There's a small window when no one was there. They scaled the roof, went in that junt, and then they took out 660 pounds of cash in a flash. So these dudes were like the real serious, like what is that show, Ocean's 11 or something?
Sure.
They're like the real deal Holyfields.
So do we think this was like an inside job or?
No way, dude. This is like some serious, like this group of criminals, according to the FBI, like they said, they have to be world class.
Wow.
Because you don't just get past the security systems that they said they have. Not only that, be able to break into a safe that is in the warehouse. Get on the roof, scale through the roof, pull 660 pounds through the roof. But before you can pull out the 660 pounds of money and then get away real fast, again, you had to go in, not set off alarms, break into a safe, extract all the money out through the roof, and then get away scot-free, so clean that nobody even noticed that the money was missing until Monday morning when they opened the junt.
Maybe they need to get away to Getaway Sports Bar.
By the way, could you imagine opening that junt?
Oh, you're talking about like a heart attack. Like, you open up and there's nothing there?
Dude, oh my gosh.
Did you say they had security there? They were supposed to have it overnight and Buddy left?
Like, no, they had security all the way up until Easter Sunday. And then there was a small window.
Wow.
Because it's supposed to be a place that nobody knows about.
Interesting.
It's like a secret little joint. Well, the secret wasn't good enough.
Wow. How about that?
But man, like, yeah, when the FBI is saying that they don't know if this group of criminals will ever be caught.
That's crazy.
I don't, you know, I mean, damn.
I guess.
I think that's just a pimp story.
I mean, that's like a movie. That's literally straight up like a movie.
Like, damn, bro. Could you imagine? They got $30 million and they're insane. Never going to be able... Like, they're spending $30 million right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Now, don't you think they're drinking some Tito's? Sitting by a beach?
Oh, got to be. Yeah, absolutely.
Just enjoying life.
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, man. Did you see what Tyreek Hill did this weekend?
Please don't tell me.
He didn't knock anybody else up. I don't know that he's got another baby mama pregnant.
Huh.
I mean, my man did have three babies.
Yeah.
Within the first 6 months being born of his new marriage. Like, could you imagine you just got married to a dude? Like, literally. Oh, my God. I love you, Tyreek. Oh, I love you, too, baby. Oh.
Ring, 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 ring.
Like, 2 months later. Oh, by the way, I just had another kid.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a month later, I just had another kid. And then, like, 2 weeks later, damn, I don't know if you know this, but I had another kid.
That's, yeah, no, thank you.
Wait. Like, babies only take 9 months to bake. And we just got married a few months ago. Be like, man, you dirty, bruh. Damn. But anyway, he did some funny stuff this weekend. Didn't have any babies.
Good.
That I know of. But he did dress up as an old man. Did you see this little prank video he did?
I did not, no.
Oh, my God. I found it hilarious. So he dresses up as an old dude. Like, he put on, like, a gray beard, had a hat. And you know he's not very big. You know, he's, like, kind of a little guy.
Uh-huh.
Put on, like, some baggy clothes and had, like, a walker, like, a cane. And was walking up and down Miami and comes up on a group of dudes and starts talking trash to them. They're, like, racing or something. And he's like, and Tyreek Hill goes, I bet you $1,000 I could beat you in a race. And all the guys are like, oh man, please, what you talking about? And then get all hype up. And they're like, $1,000, man. And of course, then they get in the street and race and they're all pumped up because they're about to win $1,000. And then Tyreek Hill dusts them.
Tough.
That was pretty funny. Now, he didn't take their money.
Well, that's good. I would have.
Well, dude, I think he should have.
A bet's a bet.
He does also have more child support than probably anybody named Nick Cannon.
That's right.
Like, he's getting close to Nick Cannon.
Well, not the, John, you always bring up how Memphis is
awesome.
Number one
in STDs.
And I always say that's not a category you want to be, you know, at the top of.
And violent crime.
That too. Those are two categories you don't want to be.
And I know we're up there in damn car theft because my insurance has gone up damn ridiculous.
Well, when you talk about being in the same category as Nick Cannon and Tyreek Hill, not a category you want to be high in. Certainly not. But they've made their name, and both of them made their name in it. So good for them, I guess.
Well, I got now a great story for all of y'all. This one blew me away.
Okay.
So there's some triplets. They speak in a secret code. They sleep together. They say they have the most extraordinary bond ever. And they never want to break their extraordinary bond. They're going to live together forever.
Okay.
They say that they're inseparable. They share their meals. They work out together. They go to bed together. Even romantic relationships.
Huh.
If you date one sister, you're basically dating them all.
Huh.
And they're very cute. They all three got, you can tell they all are, I think, enhanced. Like, those can't be real. I don't think so.
Interesting.
But they all are blonde, beautiful. They're definitely a little weird. Is this something that is like a fantasy come true, or is this a nightmare?
Sounds like a nightmare to me, John.
Like, because three sounds a lot more appeasing than one, but only for maybe like half an hour a day.
You know what they say? Two's a party, three's too much.
No.
Three's a crowd. That's what they say.
No, three's a party. You can't have a party if you don't have a thripple.
Two's a couple, three's a crowd. That's the actual saying, I believe.
Two's a what?
Two's a couple, three's a crowd.
For maybe you, bro.
You know, when you're going places, you like
three.
You and somebody else are going somewhere, and then you know the third person wants to hop in. And I'll tag on. Hey, two's a couple, three's a crowd. We don't need that many people. Catch you later.
Well, Hannah, Catherine, and Nadia. By the way, they gained fame on TLC's Extreme Sisters.
Hmm.
Again, they do everything together. Like, this is just like, if you're a man. And by the way, this is the other thing is, so do you, does that mean like each one of them has, like, this is the only question I want to ask them, because it was not addressed in the interview. Like, if one of them starts dating a man, then you're dating all three. You're sleeping with all three.
Hmm.
You're doing everything with all three. But does that mean another one can date another man, and therefore then you have to share the one you like the best with the other two?
How old are they?
27 years old.
Huh. I think it's going to be hard for them to find.
Hannah, Catherine, and Nadia. Man, I think they could get a lot of boyfriends. I don't know if they could keep somebody and turn them into husbands, though.
It just seems very weird. It just seems like a very strange relationship.
It's very weird. Yes, it's weird. But does it not sound intriguing?
Sure, maybe as like a one-night stand, but like,
I mean, I don't think they're just dropping it off, because again, it's like, you know, like not on a, like the first date style.
Seems like we, like, let's just say you're on Tinder, John, and you see
this girl, and she is
so good looking. You're like,
and then
all right, sounds
more
good.
Of her.
You DM her. You're like, hey, let's meet up for dinner. She's like, cool. And then she shows up with her two sisters. You're like, this is weird. And then she's like, yeah, you're now dating all of
us. Well, here's the way I said, if I'm paying for all three of y'all's meals, well, then that's three dates. So, yes, therefore, ergo, you can't have the one-night stand.
I was listening to this podcast.
Because it's technically the third date.
I was listening to this podcast last week, and they had somebody call in, and who knows if this is true or not, but it was funny. He said that he met this girl on like one of these dating apps, and he went and met her for dinner, and she brought her like two kids to eat with him. And he said he's young. He's like 27 or something like that. And she was like in her 30s or whatever. And but so he's like, cool, I'll pay for your kids. That's fine. So they have dinner or whatever. So this man walks in and, you know, just comes in, starts chatting with her like everything's normal. And then he's like, all right, y'all ready to go? Let's go. And he's like, who is this person? And so they all leave, get in this guy's car. He takes them all home. Turns out that was her, like, the father of those other two kids, and she had told him that the guy she was meeting for a date was her other son from another guy. And so he just thought that he was another son. And so he thinks that that's how they do it to get free meals for their kids. They set up these relationships.
That would work. Again, back to my triplets.
Yeah, I'll pass on the triplets.
They did say They did say that they have trolls out there.
Shocker.
And she says that, this is some funny stuff, I would just tell the trolls just to keep doing what they're doing because it just fuels the fire in us. And I don't care what trolls have to say. I think this is just, like, I just want one question answered. So does the three of them date only one guy at a time? Or do all three of them get different boyfriends and then they share all three dudes?
I wish I had an answer. I really do.
I really think it's the, I think they just probably share one boyfriend because they really do like each other a crazy amount. Like, I think that would be a good gig. If the problem is the other thing about it.
Do they all have the same interests and like the same?
They do. Listen, they go to bed together. Up and brush their teeth together.
I get
that.
They
eat breakfast
like,
together. They go to do yoga together.
But like, there's no way all three of them have the same interest in men. Like,
man, I don't know. They're triplets,
what
bro.
So if one of them brings home like meat. Like, let's say I meet up with one of the sisters.
Well, then the other two would probably be like, are you blind?
And I go
now,
back
if
to the house.
One
exactly.
of them brought home me.
That's what I'm saying.
They would be like, yeah.
So if I come back with them, and then one of the sisters is like, gross, he's ugly. What is she just going to do? Well, I guess since my sister likes him, I've got to sleep with him. I mean, like, what are we talking about? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I feel like this is one of my better stories.
I think so.
This one caught me.
Certainly gets you thinking.
It really has me just so many questions. Like, I mean, I just wonder, like, I don't know, man. I think, honestly, that they are kind of annoying. Like, three of them giggling all the time would probably drive you nuts.
Yeah, sounds like they're trying to get another reality TV show from TLC.
But I will tell you, though, I do give them, I give them a solid A on looks.
Oh, that's great.
It's kind of like the Pamela look. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Big fakes, blonde hair, probably all fake.
Keeps you going.
I mean, if you just gives you that 90s nostalgia, bro.
I guess so.
We got a national championship to talk about on the other side. Don't you dare touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56, WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM. And 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus. National Championship Monday, Masters Week, Eclipse is happening today.
John, may I put on my reporter's hat for a second?
Sure.
I'm standing out here live where the moon is going in front of the sun. I went outside, John. I took a look up at the sun. Might have looked at the sun without my glasses for a second. I will report. Don't do it. Burns a little bit. But then I put my glasses on. Sure enough, the moon is getting closer. It's starting to little bit in front of the sun. It's going to keep moving closer and closer. I reported it earlier, John. Exclusive reporting here on Johnny Radio's Happy Hour. The moon should be the most in front of the sun that we're going to see, 157.
Now, how far was the moon in the sun?
I would say just the tip, John.
You're good, son. I'm so proud of you. You're growing up right before me.
You corrupted me.
By the way, speaking of being corrupted, did you hear about Rashee Rice? You know how he had a wreck with the Lamborghini and all that stuff with the whole racing? Did you know they found 10.5 grams of weed in his car?
Yeah, no wonder he was running.
Like, dude, brah. Like, seriously, what are you doing? Don't be doing that now. Now. Sit at home and smoke your own weed. Don't be driving 100 miles an hour. Who smokes weed and gets in a car and goes 100 miles an hour?
Rashee Rice.
I guess so, man. I've never smoked lettuce and been like, bro, man, you want to go race? It's just, I don't know, man. Just I guess not my cup of tea. What is my cup of tea is making a lot of money, and we have a national championship game tonight. It's Purdue. It's Connecticut, and Purdue just doesn't have it. Braden Smith, too small. Can't guard nobody. He's not like Zaire. Zach Edey's a monster, but Klingon is 7'2" and is going to be the biggest dude he's faced in a while. He can front him. He can back him. He's also the best shot blocker, I think, in the country, in Donovan Klingon. If they don't double Edey, therefore the guards and forwards aren't sitting at the three-point line wide open. You don't get wide open looks against UConn. UConn's defense is suffocating. Dan Hurley's the best at adjustments. He brings his team out focused. They went on a 30-0 run against Illinois. They came out at halftime and punched Alabama right in the teeth. UConn's going to do the same to Purdue. I think they cut down the nets. I'm laying the 6.5. Get out there, make this world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace.